100 years of oppression in 60 seconds. Palestine is free.
But well, why is the destruction then? I'm sorry. Why is the destruction?
This destruction looks like
more like a
cause of our tanks attack.
Fired on them.
Yeah, because they were blocked in these houses, and we need to conquer back the whole settlement, and okay. It couldn't be happened without the tanks.
Okay.
So how many were here, and then how many survived? How many did you?
No one survived from this house. From this house, 19 people died, among them 8 children.
Was an Israeli setup. Everyone knows it.
What?
State of Israel.
Look at him smile.
It was an Israeli setup.
ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار.
Yeah, folks, the Hannibal Directive. There is absolutely no doubt that Israel staged the October 7th attack against itself as an excuse to genocide the people of Palestine. This is so proven. And yet Israel still denies it, still say they're trying to rescue hostages. You saw that video at the start that I just had there. Would Israel do this to a country if they were actually trying to rescue hostages? You know, none of this has been about trying to rescue hostages. What it's been about is exterminating the people of Gaza. And Israeli soldiers have been told to shoot anything that moves. Doesn't matter what it is, if it moves, it's the enemy, kill it. They even say, we're going in there to destroy the Palestinians. We're going to shoot them, we're going to kill them, we're going to kill their wives, kill their children, and kill their pets. Everything that is alive, they intend to kill, because that is what Israelis do best. Unbelievable, folks, unbelievable. Now, when you consider that Judaism is a religion, it's not a race. All these people out there around the world calling themselves Jews, that's the religion that you prescribe to. a religion that wants to enslave the rest of the world, and they openly admit that.
Сегодня кому-то не нравится, что он будет в числе 2800 рабов. Тебе это не нравится? Не будешь. Тебя просто прикончат. Честь удостоится быть в 2800, то надо принять на себя 7. Это ни в коем случае нельзя испытывать негативных чувств к еврею, никакой ненависти. Понимать, что это народ Бога, который приносит в мир добро и жизнь.
Yeah, there's no denying that this is their objective. So if you're out there and you call yourself a Jew, well, you're choosing to identify with a supremacist, sadistic, mass-killing ideology, and you're choosing to affiliate yourself with a terrorist state which is currently waging an open genocide. That's what you're choosing to do by calling yourself a Jew. If you don't like what Israel's doing, and you don't agree that all non-Jews should be killed or enslaved, then why do you call yourself a Jew? Don't say it's because you're born Jewish and it's your race. Well, no, it isn't. There is no Jewish race. It's a myth. It's just disgraceful, folks. Absolutely disgraceful. Gaza has been all but erased by these people. And you've got this psychological moron, this mass murdering, parasitic, psychotic, sadistic psychopath, Benjamin Netanyahu, being welcomed into the United States by Flonald Blump, saying what a great friend he is to America. Bullshit. The Trump administration, I mean, what a freaking joke this is. Bringing the economy up and crashing it, crashing the stock markets, bringing them back up again, all insider trading shit. They would have made a fortune out of all this. And all the MAGA people just cheer it on. Oh, it's the best deal. He's the best president we've ever had. It's freaking unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable how people can't see what's going on, or they choose not to see what's going on. All the billionaires that funded him getting in office, was it Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and the guy who runs Google and Elon Musk, about five of them. Five billionaires who funded Trump's rise to office have lost a collective $1.8 trillion since he took office. That's how much their stocks have dropped. It's just incredible. Like, and people just can't see it. Now, Trump is crashing the world economy. That's the whole purpose of this. We knew they were going to do it. I mean, they want to bring in AI. They want AI to run everything. It's all going to be AI factories. No one's going to have any jobs anymore. They want to bring in their universal basic income, which I've spoken about for years and years. Everybody's spoken about it. Klaus Schwab's spoken about it. Elon Musk has spoken about it. And this is how they're doing it. I've said many times, like for the last 15 years, I've been telling people that the only way to bring the United States down is to collapse it from within. And that's exactly what they're doing. Collapsing it from within, folks. You know, America's too armed. You can't wage a war against the American people. They're never going to have any type of real war unless they can convince them to go to war with China or Iran and bombs start falling. Well, there's never going to be a war to bring down the United States. It's got to be done from within. And that is exactly what Trump is doing. America's been taken over. America has basically fallen. It's now controlled by Israel. There was even a speech Benjamin Netanyahu made the other day. It's in Hebrew, so there's no point in me posting it for you. But he basically said in the speech that we are now in possession of a superpower which is going to ensure the existence of Israel forevermore. What did he mean by that? They're in possession of a superpower. What he meant is that they are now in complete control of the United States. The United States has been invaded. It's been taken over, and the legitimate government of the United States has now been replaced by Jews who are all working for Israel. They'll tell you how much they're supporting Israel and how much America supports Israel. Meanwhile, America, like support for the Jews in America, has fallen to an all-time low. Most people who are even sympathetic to them now hate them because of what they've done in Gaza and what they're continuing to do in Gaza. But the politicians and the media will never tell you that because the politicians and the media are all Jews. Just about every Hollywood actor, did you know that? Just about every Hollywood actor is a Jew, almost all of them. Remarkable. All the studios are run by Jews, all the media corporations are run by Jews, and they tell you what they want you to believe, and they tell you what they want you to believe the public consensus is, when it's generally nothing of the sort. But America has all but fallen. It is in the process of falling now. It's literally collapsing. And the rest of the world's going to go with it, because, you know, it's all run by the US dollar, blah, blah, blah. You know how it works. And it's remarkable to see all this going on and people just continuing to go along with it. Look at this place, folks. You can see why I missed Australia while I was away. I mean, the government's pretty fucked up. The people are pretty apathetic. But what an incredibly beautiful country this is. It really is, folks. I mean, when I go out to the United States, I go to certain areas and they say, oh, we've got a park here, we've got a, you know, nature reserve we can go hiking on. They take me to these places and I look at it and go, you call this a park? Because this is what parks look like in Australia. You know, it really is an incredibly beautiful country, folks. I mean, look at this place. Incredible. Absolutely beautiful. But yeah, it just goes on, folks. This heinous war crime that is happening in Gaza Strip. They executed 15 paramedics the other day. There was some paramedics and they said, oh, they didn't have their lights flashing. We didn't know they were paramedics. We thought it was Hamas coming to attack us. When there is no freaking Hamas coming to attack anybody, you can tell by the fact that they're able to detonate buildings so easily and just blow shit up as easily as they do. They blew up some greenhouses the other day, just fired smoke bombs at them and let the greenhouses burn to the ground while laughing that they were doing it. Wow. Yeah, I suppose there was Hamas hiding in those greenhouses, were they? No, it's just a way of starving the Palestinians. I've cut off all aid. All aid, no water, no food, no electricity, nothing is going in there. And not only that, they are destroying any means they have of growing any food. Blowing up greenhouses, burning greenhouses down, bombing farmland, doing everything they can to completely destroy these people, using food and starvation as a weapon of war against a civilian population when it isn't a war. There is no army that they're fighting against. It takes two armies to have a war, folks. They're doing all this shit and they're getting away with it. But they attacked these 15 paramedics the other day and they said it was a mistake. We didn't know they were paramedics. They didn't have their lights flashing. Then they found the mass grave of these paramedics. Some UN agency went in there. They found the mass grave of these paramedics. They'd been executed. They had their hands and feet tied. They'd been shot in the head and in the chest. And they'd been executed. And on one of the bodies, they found a cell phone, and on that cell phone was footage of the Israeli attack, showing that the paramedics clearly had their lights flashing. They were wearing high-vis uniforms, high-vis jackets, and then Israel attacked them and killed them all. Didn't kill all of them. There were some bodies that were found that had their hands and legs tied, and they were thrown into the pit and they were buried alive. And not only that, they bulldozed over the whole area where they buried them, and they put the ambulances in there as well and bulldozed over them, covered the whole thing up, buried it, in the hope that their war crime would not be found, but it was.
هاي مرمي 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 بسرعة بسرعة حادث شو
These fucking lie about everything these people face. Israel is a state, an illegitimate state, which was declared illegitimate by the World Court just the other day. 125 countries agree that it is an illegitimate state. It has no sovereignty and it must be disbanded immediately.
This is a watershed moment for Palestine, for justice and for international law. Israel's occupation has been declared unlawful by the World Court, which has stipulated that it must be terminated completely and as rapidly as possible. The court also found that illegal Israeli occupation violates the UN Charter, human rights and international humanitarian law. The court further unequivocally declared that all Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territory are illegal and must be dismantled, and that all Israeli settlers must be evacuated. The court declared that Israeli illegal occupation not only violates but eviscerates the Palestinian people's right to self-determination in their own land, including the right to their own state. This ruling couldn't be more timely or sorely needed. The Palestinian people have endured unbearable suffering and injustice for decades. This ruling is a vindication of their steadfastness and perseverance. This right must no longer be denied or deferred. The court made clear that the Palestinian people are the only sovereign in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, and that the international community is under an obligation not just to reaffirm the Palestinian people's right to self-determination, but to see to it that this right is implemented immediately. All states and the UN are now under obligation not to recognize the legality of Israel's presence in the occupied Palestinian territory.
But this state was founded on terrorism, the bombing of the King David Hotel, the attacks on the ships that were arriving, which turned out to be staged by MI5, and it was called Operation Embarrass, and that was the first time the Palestinians were named as terrorists when they're not. And of course, they were going there on the back of the Holocaust, which was a complete fraud, complete lie. About 60% or 65% of Americans now believe the Holocaust was a lie, which is good to see. Now, Israel has really exposed themselves with what it's doing, and it's not going to survive. But then nothing is really going to survive if they have their way, because they intend to bring down the United States at the same time. That's what Trump's role is, while people just cheer him on for it. It's remarkable. There's a crow over there. They tend to follow me around, folks, these crows. It's quite amazing. But the Israelis, I mean, they're just like the mafia. They're like a bunch of gangsters that have taken over the world. And they literally are like gangsters. Did you see that video, like, maybe 6 months or a year ago of Ben Gavir? He used to be finance minister or some minister, I can't remember. It's all a freaking puppet show anyway. And he left in protest of, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu not escalating the conflict and killing more Palestinians. And there was one scene where he actually pulled a gun on a car park attendant.
אמרתי לך לא לחלוט פה.
אתה לא תאיים עליי.
אמרתי לך לא לחלוט פה. רד על הערפה. אתה מצולם, עלית עליי נשק.
אתה תאיים עליי, אני אטפל בך. אתה שומע?
אמרתי לך לא לחלוט פה.
אתה לא תאיים עליי. באת להרביץ לי.
איך באתי להרביץ לך? מי בא לשני? אתה היית שם ואני פה.
אתה איימת עליי.
ליד החניה.
אתה מצולם. אתה איימת עליי.
יש מצלמות.
יש מצלמות.
Yeah, gangsters, folks. These people are gangsters. They act like gangsters. They just wear suits. But they're still gangsters. It's just a mob that's running the world. A criminal mob that calls itself Jews. when there are no real Jews, and especially the people who live in Israel now, they have no connection to the place. I've gone through this so many times. I know you're all sick of me talking about it, but I cannot ignore the situation in Gaza. I've got friends in Gaza. I've been there. I know what these people are going through, and I cannot ignore it, because if I ignore it, then that makes me complicit in their genocide. And so many people are ignoring it. People who call themselves truthers and call themselves alternate media podcasters, like Tim Pool and people like that. Tim Pool's a fucking idiot. Unbelievable. Mindless moron who just basically parrots the Israeli cause while making you think that he's alternate media. No, he's not. He's a bought and paid for fool. But yeah, I can't stop talking about it, folks, because it's incredibly important and people need to be made aware of it. People need to see just how much of a puppet and theatre show this all is. And it is. It's just the same script over and over again. The wars never stop. Doesn't matter who you vote in. The wars never stop. The bombs never stop falling. It's always the same agenda. They always say they're going to do everything. Remember, Trump said he was going to end the war in Ukraine. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to be the non-war president. Said he was going to end the war in Ukraine within the first 24 hours. That hasn't exactly happened, has it? Because it was never the intention to. They just say this shit so that you'll vote him in, and then the same script goes through. Did you see people recently saying Melania's speech? Melania gave a speech in the White House or somewhere at some freaking event, some puppet show staged event. She gave some speech and everyone's saying how eloquent she was and she speaks so well. Did any of them notice that it was exactly the same speech that Big Mike, Michelle Obama, gave like 12 or 16 years ago?
So many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
That you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them, and even if you don't agree with them.
That you treat people with respect. They taught and showed me values and morals in their daily life. That is a lesson that I continue to pass along to our son. And we need to pass those lessons on to the many generations to follow.
And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation, because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah, same speech, folks. Yeah, it's just one big puppet show. All Israeli puppets, all of them. They all go there, they all plant their hand on the wall and put on the little hat and all the shit that they do. All these world leaders do it. You can find pictures of just about every world leader pledging allegiance to this parasitic state. And by the way, that isn't even the wall of Solomon's temple like they say it is. They say, oh, we go there to pay homage to Solomon and blah blah blah. No, it's actually a Roman wall, and what they're actually doing is pledging allegiance to Satan. You can tell that by the star they use, the Star of Remphan, because there is no Star of David. Go and look in the Bible. There's never been any Star of David. I think I mentioned that on my last video. It doesn't exist. It's the Star of Remphan, sometimes also known as the Star of Moloch. Moloch, of course, is about child sacrifice. What do you think they're doing in Gaza? Child sacrifice. Beheading babies, raping women, burning people alive. It's fucking hideous, folks. And that's what all of our governments are supporting. But yeah, it's not even a Roman wall. When the politicians go to Israel, they put on the little hats and they put their hand on the wall. They're actually pledging allegiance to the God of Israel, which is, in all intents and purposes, Satan.
Wailing Wall is a sacred remnant of the Second Temple, a place where God's presence still lingers. But this narrative falls apart under historical and archaeological scrutiny. The structure commonly revered today is, in truth, a surviving wall of the Roman military compound known as Fort Antonia, not the Holy Temple. The actual temple stood to the south, built over the Gihon Spring, a requirement for temple purification rituals, which the Roman compound did not meet. The protruding rock beneath the Dome of the Rock, often mistaken for the foundation stone of the temple, was in fact the central part of Fort Antonia. In other words, the Jews today are not praying at the remains of God's temple. They are praying at the wall of a Roman fortress. But the deception goes deeper. The rituals performed at the Wailing Wall are rooted not in biblical faith, but in the 13th century occult system of the Kabbalah, as elaborated in the Zohar and further mystified by the Hasidic movement. The supposed divine presence they seek at the wall is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is the Shekhinah, a feminine emanation in Jewish mysticism. She is described in erotic, intimate terms, often as a divine consort, with whom spiritual union is sought through the act of prayer, a practice called kavana, where physical movement, like the back and forth thrusting you see, mirrors an esoteric sexual ritual intended to unite the Shekhinah with the Ein Sof, the infinite masculine force of their God concept. This is not worship. It's a metaphysical sex act disguised as devotion. It is an inversion of divine truth rooted in mysticism that scripture calls an abomination. And this is where it collides with our politics. Nearly every major political figure, presidents, prime ministers, global influencers, must perform their rite of passage at the Wailing Wall, hands pressed against stone, heads bowed in reverence. They are not just pandering to voters or honoring tradition. They are knowingly or unknowingly participating in an occult ritual, submitting themselves at the very seat of the synagogue of Satan. Scripture is unambiguous. In Acts 17:24, it says, God does not dwell in temples made with hands. Much less would he dwell in a Roman fortress surrounded by rituals that glorify a false god and mystical union. It is spiritual prostitution. Our leaders are not just shaking hands with global powers. They are shaking hands with the devil.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it, folks? It's just one big puppet show. And Trump is locking down the United States, you know, getting up this border wall. We told you years ago, this border wall is not to keep immigrants out, it's to keep Americans in. And they're deporting all the immigrants. They're actually deporting people now. Like, Trump is virtually cancelling like thousands upon thousands of student visas, international student visas, people that have come there, they paid their money, have come there to learn in American universities. Trump's cancelling all their visas, often because they're supporting the anti-genocide movement, which they're calling pro-Hamas. There's all these pro-Hamas people. Apparently, if you don't support genocide, it means you're a terrorist. How does that work, folks? How did things change so much? I guess words don't really mean what they mean anymore. You can tell this by the LGBTQ movement, where, you know, you'll get some person demands that you call them they or them. That's my pronoun, is they, them. Well, hang on, there's only one of you. You want me to change the way the language works and put different meanings on words simply be in order to support your mental dysphoria. Crazy how that works. But now if you're opposing genocide and if you're opposing terrorism, according to the United States government, you're a terrorist. How does that work? So yeah, they've cancelled the visas of thousands of international students, sometimes for as little as getting a speeding fine. You know, just getting a citation while you're on the road, not committing any crime, not being charged with anything or anything like that. But any issue you've had at all, you had a run-in with anybody at all, for any reason, We're going to cancel your student visa, because that's what America does now. There's all sorts of border searches that are coming online now as well. People that enter the United States, they're very likely going to stop and search your phone and search your laptops to find any data on there which might indicate you have criticized the president, because if you have, you're not welcome in the United States. Doesn't this sound like a dictatorship? Isn't this the sort of stuff they would do in China, and the sort of stuff that Kim Jong-un would do if people had posted bad stuff about them? Anything Stalin would do. Now, you can't say anything bad about the government. If you do, we're not going to let you in the country. So say goodbye to the First Amendment. Say goodbye to freedom of speech in the United States. You know, they're doing it to the students, and they're doing it under the guise of protecting you from terrorism by just penalising those people who support Hamas. Well, no one supports Hamas. Hamas is an Israeli creation. No one supports it. They just oppose genocide. But if you oppose genocide and you don't like what the Trump regime is doing, we're going to cancel your student visa and we're not going to let you in the country. So, yeah, say goodbye to the First Amendment. Of course, it's just for the students and for those who are critical of the government at the moment, but it will soon branch out to other things, because that's the way they always do it. They never roll it back. They just expand it from that point. They find an excuse to bring it in for some little issue, and then they expand it from that point. Like the new hate laws they've got here in Australia that they used to seize my de-googled phone when I came, because they were pissed off they couldn't access the operating system because it's a graphene operating system. And so they downloaded a video from a message that I hadn't actually received yet, and then they told me that they're going to confiscate the phone because it's got this video on it that they downloaded onto the phone themselves. Interesting how it works. And they were able to do that because of the new hate speech laws that came in Australia just a week before, which were based on what they also have named a false flag, fake terror event. The caravan full of explosives and shit that was found somewhere, Sydney, Melbourne, somewhere. This is how they do it, folks. This is how they do it. So once they've come for the First Amendment, you can expect the Second Amendment to be next. I just stage a few more shootings or something like that, and that's what they'll do. Meanwhile, they're crashing the economy, but of course making a good buck on it before they do. Like I said, that whole stock market crash, and then Trump says, oh well, actually no, we're going to leave it 90 days for the tariffs. So of course, you know, the stock market crashes, they all buy up big, and then Trump announces that it's all going to be good, we're going to leave it another 90 days, the stock market goes up again. So they just doubled or tripled the money that they spent on the moment that it crashed, and then they'll sell while it's high again. And that's the way it works, folks. Insider trading. That's all they really did with that. You know, getting what they can, milking the economy as much as they can, lining their own pockets as much as they can while they've got the chance to do it. And then they're going to crash the whole thing. And it's going to be worldwide when it crashes. It really is, folks. They had this plan for a long time. We've been talking about it for a long time. Jeff Berwick's been talking about it for years, because that's what he does. But it's so obvious what they're doing. Yeah, absolutely incredible, folks. Deporting all anti-Semites. And not only are they deporting all anti-Semites, they're using AI to locate where they are. They actually approached the IRS, and the CEO of the IRS actually quit because the government was asking her to disclose private tax details to the government to help them round up illegal immigrants. Yeah, not that I support the IRS, it's a disgusting, disgraceful information, but good on the woman who refused to comply with these demands to release private data. And she just sacked herself and quit. I mean, they did it anyway. They had people in, they went over her head and they got all the data anyway. But that's the sort of stuff the United States is doing now. It's using your private tax data, and it's using AI to track people down. Of course, with cell phones, you can pinpoint people's whereabouts all the time, because they're always carrying this little tracking device around with them. And that's how they do it, folks. It's incredible, really incredible to see what has happened to the United States and just how far it's falling. You know, border searches and all the sort of crap that they're doing, all to support this little podunk country in the Middle East, which is set to expand. They actually published a new map the other day of what the start of Greater Israel is going to look like. So they don't deny what they're doing. They don't try to pretend it's not happening. Well, they'll deny it if you ask them. But then they'll publish all their own reports and all their own newspaper articles and show you exactly what they're doing. And that's what this whole genocide of Gaza is about. See, Israel always attacks its neighbours because it wants to expand. It attacks its neighbours under the pretext of self-defence. And you never hear both sides of the story because Israel and Jews control all the media. And so they will give you the narrative that Israel wants you to hear. And that will mould the opinion and the perception of the people listening to the reports. But none of it's true. I mean, Israel is built on lies, literally built entirely on a web of lies.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is 1984, and I'll be your tour guide today here at Auschwitz. Please refrain from taking any pictures or video and keep together with the group. You are now entering the staging area. This would have been where the prisoners were told to undress prior to showering. The Nazis wanted to make sure that everyone was clean and showered prior to gassing them to death. Moving forward, we are now at the entrance of the gas chamber. Please take note of the wooden door in front of you. You will find that this is the only gas chamber in existence to ever use a wooden door. As we enter the chamber, direct your eyes to the left wall. If you look carefully, you will see actual scratch marks in the concrete where the prisoners tried to claw their way to freedom through the wall. Even though fingernails cannot possibly scratch concrete according to the Mohs scale of hardness, this obviously does not apply to Jewish fingernails. Above your head, you will see numerous hatches that were constructed after the liberation of the camp. Zyklon B, a popular pesticide of the day that was used primarily to combat lice, was the gassing agent dropped into the chamber from above. As we make our way through the door to the left, we now enter the crematorium used to dispose of the bodies. What would take all other crematoriums 46 years to dispose of 6 million bodies? The Nazis managed to do it in 6. That being said, both the crematorium and gas chambers were destroyed in 1944, and nothing you've seen today on this tour was actually constructed by Nazis. However, we promise it's historically accurate. That concludes our tour for today. We thank you for joining us here at Auschwitz, and don't forget to hit the gift shop and amusement park before you leave and enter promo code GASMEUP for 20% off all purchases. Friendly reminder, if you purchase the VIP all-inclusive package, you will have the unique opportunity to actually lay inside the ovens and have your photo taken. That portion will begin momentarily.
These people aren't even Jews. They have no claim to the land. It's not even the wall of Solomon's temple that they're praying to. I mean, it's insane, folks. It's absolutely insane. But hey, that's just what they do. Look at this place, folks. See, that's a park. This white fence is only up here, I think, to keep a horse in. There seems to be a horse in there at the moment. But so this is actually a public area. You can go in there as well. Incredible place, folks. Absolutely incredible place. Yeah, oh, something else I want to mention as well, folks. On the last video, I put out a call. I said, look, I've got one of these Tesla machines here. And if anybody would like to try the machine, just give me a call. I'll see if I can hook up a session for you and we can give you a go on it. I thought, oh yeah, there'll be probably, you know, half a dozen people around the Gold Coast that actually live on the Gold Coast and might listen to the show, and I might get, you know, messages from half a dozen people. I got almost 400 emails from people saying they want to use the machine. I got emails that I can see in the headlines of the email saying, I'm from Melbourne, I want to fly up from Melbourne just to use the machine. 400 emails, folks, and I'm looking at it going, well, you know, if I give these people a 20-minute session each on the machine, this is like 150 hours or something. It's undoable. There's so many people who want to come around and use the machine. So I actually haven't answered any of the emails that people sent me. I got literally like 300 a day in the first day, and that's up to almost 400 emails now. And I kind of regret putting the word out, because I mean, I'm simply not able to have 400 people visit the place that I'm staying and, you know, put the next 150 hours into helping people. I mean, as much as I'd like to, I just don't have the physical capability of doing it. And I'm kind of staying with people at the moment. I'm renting this little kind of unit off their main house, and I don't know how they're going to feel about having 300 or 400 people come to visit in the space of a week or two, you know. So I really didn't expect to get the response that I got from putting that call out. And I sympathise with everybody, but I simply don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, folks. So I can't help showing you the scenery around here. It's just so good. Oh, another thing I wanted to mention as well is that there was a letter that was sent out by BitChute. BitChute has now stopped broadcasting in the UK because of new laws that the British government has brought in. It's simply not able to get around them. And so it's ceased transmission in the UK. You can still watch BitChute in the UK though. You can get a VPN and you can say you're in America or you're in Mexico or somewhere else, and then you can watch it. But if you try to access the site now, then you're probably not going to get access to it. And it's the same if you're a British content creator. If you put in a VPN and then you access the site and you start uploading videos from Mexico or United States or wherever you say you are in the VPN, then it's all going to work. The site's still going to work for you. Your uploads are still going to go through. You're just not going to be able to watch any of this stuff in the UK without a VPN. That's kind of what they've done. And I think Ray's just had to comply, otherwise he's going to get fines and they'll probably end up shutting the site down completely through some sort of international law bullshit that they create when they need to create these laws to protect themselves, which is what all laws are for, is just to protect government. But I've said before, you can actually use this against themselves. And this is another thing, like, you know, with this whole genocide that's going on in Gaza, the whole of Palestine, the stuff they're doing in West Bank, they're just randomly beating children up in the West Bank and just terrorizing these people as much as they can. In that video I showed you the other day when they blew up the school and the bodies were flying hundreds of feet into the air, what really got me about that video was bad enough seeing the bodies flying in the air, but it was listening to the sobbing of the little girl who was making the video. That's what really tore at my heartstrings. How do you even comprehend this happening to these people? And this has been going on for 18 months, folks. They've been bombing Gaza all day and all night for 18 months. Occasionally there's a ceasefire, but Israel still bombs them. Israel breaks the ceasefire. It's broken all ceasefires it's ever had with Palestine, all ceasefires it's had with Lebanon. It just breaks them all the time. It calls for a ceasefire, which means you stop responding to our bombing of your homes and villages and innocent civilians. That's the ceasefire. But we'll just keep bombing, but you've got to stop protesting. You've got to stop resisting. And then if you do resist the fact that we're going to keep bombing you, then we're going to say, you break the ceasefire. That's the way Israel works. It is a fucking despicable, disgraceful, psychopathic culture, apartheid culture. The other day there were some kids, young kids, like 6, 7 years old, who were arrested for walking on the wrong side of the street. They're walking on a Jewish-only side of the street, and so they're arrested and taken away by the military. That is apartheid by definition, folks. And what they do to these prisoners is incredible. I mean, you saw the hostages get released by Hamas, they're all looking fat and healthy. Were they really prisoners? Was that really Hamas holding them, or was that a whole charade that was staged by Israel? But even if it was Hamas, well, they looked pretty fat and healthy. And that was after a year or 14 months in custody as a hostage in terror dungeons. Look what they do to Palestinians that get arrested and go to jail for like 45 days. What do they look like when they come out? They torture and humiliate and brutalize these people. If you're a Palestinian prisoner, you're only allowed to crawl. When they want you to go from one cell to another, you're only allowed to crawl. Your hands are tied behind your back, you're blindfolded, and you're told to crawl. And if you speak above a whisper to anybody else, they will bash you. They will beat you with iron bars and batons and truncheons. This is why there's so many amputees in Israeli jails. Amputees are Palestinian prisoners, because they're forced to crawl everywhere on their hands and knees, and their knees get cut. And then they've got to crawl back to the other cell. Then they've got to crawl somewhere else and crawl somewhere else. They never get any treatment for their cut knees. They're crawling on gravel and rocks and stones. And so they end up with terrible wounds on their feet and on their knees, and these are left untreated, and so of course they get infected, and then of course Israel has to amputate the limb, often without anesthetic. The amputees that are happening in Gaza now of children, there are something like 10 or 11 amputees per day of children in Gaza, often done without anesthetic, because they don't have any, because Israel won't allow any in. Israel is a fucking insanely criminal state. And here's the thing. If you have politicians in your country that are supporting this, then they're supporting war crimes, they're supporting terrorism, they're supporting apartheid, and therefore they have invalidated themselves. The American people have the right to replace their entire government at the moment, as does any country that has a government which is supporting Israeli war crimes. Support for war crimes is illegal. They might claim they are not war crimes, but we all know that that's bullshit, because we have working brains, we're able to think. So we know what's going on. And this invalidates every single politician that is supporting Israel. It invalidates their privilege to govern. They've abdicated that privilege by their support for war crimes. And it gives the people of any of these countries the legal right and the moral duty to oust these politicians from power and to hold them accountable for their actions. This is the same in America, it's the same in England, the same in France, same in Australia. Any of these people who have been supporting war crimes have abdicated their privilege to govern. They are now invalid, as is their government. And if you want to save your country, these people need to be immediately replaced. But it's only going to happen if the people stand up and do it. As I said on the last report, there needs to be an international coalition of military going to Gaza and stop what's going on. It needs to be, I mean, the whole world should be at war with Israel at the moment because of what it's doing to the world. Not just what it's doing to Gaza, but what it's doing to the world. And as I said before, the mere existence of Gaza constitutes a war crime. A breach of Article 33 of the Fourth Geneva Convention, collective punishment. Any politician who's supported this over the last 20 years since they put the blockade in place in 2005 is a war criminal and has no right to be governing any country or claiming any authority over anybody else. And that's just the reality of the situation, folks. It gets me incredibly frustrated, it gets me incredibly irate to see this sort of abuse, human abuse going on. Don't ever let me hear any of these politicians ever talk about human rights again. Don't ever let me hear them talk about humanitarianism. Don't ever let me hear them say that they're going to go into some country because the people are being oppressed and they're going in to rescue them. Don't ever let me hear any of that shit from these people, because what they're allowing to go on in Gaza has changed everything. They finally expose themselves to what they are. And like I said, I don't think Israel's going to survive this, but I just hope the people of Palestine do. I haven't heard from my friend Nadal in weeks now. Admittedly, it's harder for him to contact me since the wonderful border security stole my phone. And we used to talk on WhatsApp. That's the only reason I have WhatsApp installed, was because there's some people in hard to get to places, and the only way they can really communicate to you is through apps like WhatsApp. So that's why I had it installed on my phone. I used to speak through Skype and a few other things. Skype is being removed in the next few weeks. I mean, Skype's bad anyway. But I don't even know if he ever accesses Skype to see my messages that I've sent him on Skype and say, Nadal, please respond, because we used to chat on WhatsApp. And he might be sending me messages and wondering why I'm not responding, when it's because the border force stole my phone because they themselves downloaded a video on it that they deemed was terror supporting video. It wasn't, it was just someone's comment on the Melbourne synagogue bombing. It had mainstream news footage on it. I actually found the video later and looked at it and thought, how is this terrorist material? But I didn't want to push the issue at the time, because like I said, they didn't pull my laptop out and look at that, and if they had, I would have been pretty screwed. I wouldn't be able to do these videos. It'd be terrible if they actually took my laptop. They'd have access to my bank accounts and all sorts of stuff. So yeah, crazy. I mean, I know I go on about this, folks, but I mean, what's it going to take for the human race to wake up? And I've almost given up on the human race. I really have almost given up. The last 18 months has showed me that people just don't care. The majority of people just don't care. All these NPCs out there, and all these people who want me to speak about more healthy, fuzzy, fluffy bunny spiritual stuff. There's a freaking genocide going on, folks. These people have no voice. We are their voice. We are the ones that are bringing this message to the world and just making some effort that their deaths are not completely in vain. You know? The worst thing, worst case scenario, is they all get wiped out, but even that will cause Israel to be exposed for what it is. Israel will never, ever recover from what it's done, irrespective of what the media says. I will never be nice to any Jew again. Simply because, like I said, if you're going to choose to call yourself a Jew, then you're deliberately, consciously associating yourself with this terrorist state that is currently waging a genocide. And don't tell me it's a race, because it isn't. It's a faith. And it's not only just a faith, it's a supremacist ideology which seeks to exterminate everyone from all other faiths. So if that's the faith you choose to belong to, then you deserve what you get, frankly. People say, oh, well, I've got friends who are Jewish and they're some of the nicest people. Well, maybe they are, but I guarantee you scared the shit out of me. Look at the size of this dog, folks. Look at the size of this dog. He came bounding up to me. Hey, fella, what you doing? Hello. That's a big dog. Yeah, scared the hell out of me. Came running up to me. I thought it was a bear.
Yeah, but he thinks everyone wants to be his friend.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, fella.
He's okay.
How you doing? Look at the size of this dog, folks. Sorry. I'm doing a video, so the world's going to get to see him now.
There's only two others in Queensland. One's his, one of his children, I think, and one's up in Townsville.
Okay, what sort of a dog is it?
Scottish Deerhound.
Scottish Deerhound.
Yeah, a bit like an Irish Wolfhound.
Okay.
They were bred in Scotland in the 14th century to hunt deer.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's why he's so big.
But of course they died out after they invented rifles, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And but they can do 60 k's an hour.
Yeah, yeah, I just turned around and he was running up to me and I thought, holy shit,
scary,
what is this?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But he misses you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's okay, but he'll always run up to you and...
Yeah.
And then, you know, I can see sometimes the young people are down here with food and he'll go up to them and try to get... And he won't try to get their food, but he's hoping they'll give him some. He's pretty good.
Beautiful dog.
You're taking a video, are you?
I am, yeah. So you're going to be... a lot of people are going to see you online. I hope you don't mind that.
No, no.
Yeah, cool.
Don't put me on it.
Well, you're already on it.
Oh, look, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I've given up my days of looking like Tom Cruise. You have a good day.
You too, brother.
If he comes back to you, just yell out, go away, Walter.
Oh, he's all right.
Walter's
no worries. All good. Okay. Thank you, brother. So there you go, folks. I don't know whether you heard any of that conversation, but yeah, Irish Wolfhound, that's a big dog. Bred for hunting deer. And his name's Walter. Interesting. I don't even know where I was going and what I was talking about now, but that scared the shit out of me, that dog. He was so big. And suddenly he's right there. I'm like, whoa, where'd you come from? I thought it was a bear. Thinking, what's a bear doing in Australia? So yeah, crazy stuff. But look, I think that's about all I got to say, folks. Same old, I know. I haven't talked about fuzzy spiritual stuff. I'm not talking about free energy devices. I'm not talking about some of the stuff people want me to talk about. But I tell you, this genocide of Gaza, we need to bear witness to this, folks. So these people have no voice. And as I said earlier, if you're a podcaster and you haven't at least mentioned what's going on, then you are complicit in genocide. Tim Pool, you are absolutely 100% complicit in genocide. There's this guy on BitChute, fucking fake brain Phil, who says it's all fake, there is no genocide, they're all rubber babies and shit. This guy's a Zionist stooge, folks. This guy works for Israel. He claims to speak out against the Jews all the time, but of course that's what they do. That's what Sayanim Jews do. Look at PK Truth from Australia, who is a Jew. Peter Kuznir is his name. He's an actor and he's a Jew. You try to question him and he'll call you Jew boy straight away and pretend that he's attacking the Jews, but he's not. He's trying to misdirect people. He claims all shootings are fake. People like James Fetzer claims all shootings are fake. Remember when James Fetzer got allegedly busted for the Sandy Hook, publishing a book of the Sandy Hook hoax and all that sort of shit? And he apparently was going to be fined millions of dollars and stuff. Nothing happened, and he's still just there on air doing his same old thing. How did that work, folks? Alex Jones was set to be fined about $1 trillion or something for the stuff he said about Sandy hoax. And that all went away. Now he's totally supporting Trump. He's totally supporting the globalists, which is incredible, by saying he's anti-globalist. And they're saying Trump is bringing down the globalists. No, the globalists and the deep state is Israel. And the entire US government is Israeli now. It's all been completely taken over by the United States, and that's what Alex Jones is supporting. That's what James Fetzer is supporting. Fake brain Phil, saying that all this stuff is a hoax. There's no war going on in Gaza. It's all just rubber babies and shit. You got this other stooge in Ireland, Gemma O'Doherty, saying the same thing. Claiming to be speaking out about Israel, of course. But then totally brainwashed into believing the Vatican is all things good and the Pope is going to save the world. But again, saying that all the stuff going on in Gaza is fake and pretending that she's against Israel when she's actually supporting Israel by not shining a light on this genocide. Truth movement, folks. It's fuck all truth in the truth movement, I tell you. That's what I've said. It shouldn't even be called the truth movement because the truth is subjective depending on what people want to believe is true. It should be the freedom movement, whereby we all cooperate and work with each other and establish the freedom we need for us to actually find out what the real truth is. Seems that all these crows agree with me too, folks. A lot of crows around the place today. But yeah, the whole thing's been so infiltrated. It's just remarkable, folks. And it's going to get crazy. It's going to get really crazy when they're done with their economic collapse that they're in the process of doing. I'll be surprised if this money system lasts to the end of the year. And like I said, AI is going to take over everything. That's what Doge is all about, removing entire government departments and replacing it with AI. Soon they'll be replacing police officers with AI. You'll have AI cops and AI dogs and robot cops and all this sort of shit. The police are going to get thrown on the pile with everybody else the way we warned them that they would. And this is what you get for supporting genocide and supporting the takeover of your country by megalomaniacs, which is happening in all countries. The migrant problem that is happening in all countries simply to undermine the country, destroy the economies, destroy the housing, impoverish the people. The price of things here in Australia is astronomical now. I've really noticed it since I've been away. Absolutely astronomical. And it's all leading towards the same direction, folks. And what's going to change it? Well, we are, if we choose to act, if we choose to unite, if we choose to put down all this shit that people are creating and just focus on what the real truth is. The real truth is that you're not free. And what this is about and what this has always been about is freedom. That's what it's always been about. It's not about anything else. Freedom. That's what the entire resistance is for. It's what the entire alternate media is for. It's what this entire movement is about, is freedom and establishing freedom. That's what we want. Here's his dog again. He's coming back over to say hi. Hey, Walter. Look at the size of this dog face. That is one big animal. Yeah, that's what it's been about, folks, is freedom. That's what it's always been about, and it's not about anything else. And so much of the so-called truth movement seems to be about avoiding that issue. Getting people to focus on little events and little belief systems or little religions or whatever, and pit everybody against everybody else. When what it's about is freedom. You know, you want to know what the truth is? You want to know whether the earth is round or flat? You want to know what really happened in World War II? You want to know what the truth about history is? Establish the freedom you need to find out. Anything other than that, focus, is just lip service. You're just barking up a tree, arguing over your belief system and ignoring the root core of the problem. And not only ignoring it, but you're participating in maintaining the root core of the problem, which is the division of the resistance and people arguing over what they believe to be true. When the truth is, no one knows what the truth is. And that's the truth. You can have certain ideas, you can speculate, you can, you know, have a pretty good concept of what's going on, but what is the ultimate truth? Well, you're not going to know until you're free enough to find out. And just arguing over your beliefs is the very thing that is preventing that freedom from ever being established. That's why the truth movement was formed. That's why the conspiracy movement was formed. And they created a conspiracy culture around it so that everything becomes a conspiracy. That's what they do, folks. Everything becomes a conspiracy. So that's the way to hide a real conspiracy, is to hide it in a web of unconfirmed conspiracies or little conspiracies. Create a conspiracy culture around it so no one can see the one vein of truth that runs through the middle. This is what I said in my very first film, The Big Picture, where I talked about all of this sort of stuff. How they've actually managed to hide the great conspiracy. It's by creating a conspiracy culture around it. All these magazines, you know, Nexus and all these UFO magazines and all sorts of stuff, you know, government corruption here, government corruption there, state secrets, UFO cover-ups, you know, all sorts of crap to get you looking at everything except for the root cause of the problem, which is your lack of freedom. Maybe that's what's going to come out of this. That's kind of what I see coming out of it. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of people suffer, a lot of people are going to die along the way. But I think we are going to have some kind of golden age come out of this, because this is causing a lot of people to wake up. Most of the people that die off are people that have had the jab, and that's still happening. Young people dying all over the place, 30 years old, 25 years old, just suddenly dying. Heart attacks or turbo cancers or whatever, you know. All stuff brought about by the COVID jab. So what's going to be left is a lot of awake people, folks. And people that can see what's going on, people that are sick to death of Israel, sick to death of seeing their government support a terrorist state. And I think it's going to move into a good direction. It's just going to be a very, very painful process. But that's the way birth is, folks. Birth is always a painful process. I guess there are probably some mothers out there that would argue that point. I know some people who have had incredibly joyous births, no pain at all. But birthing anything new is generally a painful and stressful process. And birthing this new world is not going to be any different. We're already seeing the pain coming out of Gaza, and the fact that they're live streaming this to everybody else so that other people are going through the pain as well. Sometimes to the point that they just can't stand it anymore. And these are people that have nothing to do with Gaza or Palestine or anything, but they're just sick of waking up in the morning and seeing dead children.
I don't care what you do to me. Put me in jail, take my life, beat me. I don't care. Every morning's the fucking same. Every fucking morning I open my phone. Every fucking morning, it's the bombs, it's the screams, it's the children. Every fucking morning, when I wake up, the first thing I see is them being slaughtered. Slaughtered every single morning. Every time I open my phone, I see them slaughtered. I see children dead. I see orphan children. I see mothers and fathers screaming for their babies. I see the bombs. I see the fires. I see the bodies flying in the air. Every morning, you're not giving them a break. And while you don't give them a break, I will not give you a break. I will come with you with everything I have. I don't care what you do to me. Put me in jail, take my life, beat me. I don't care, because every morning, every time I open my fucking phone.
Yeah, and all this is being done by design, folks. They want to bring the pain to everybody, and the more they can bring you pain and have you not do anything about it, the more they win. And that's why I continue to do something about it, why I continue to make my voice heard, and why I will not ever shut up about this until the event is healed. And I can't see the place being healed until Israel is wiped off the face of the earth, and I think that is coming. I really do. I don't think people are going to stand it anymore. You know, how many people want to go and die in Israel's wars when you could just go to war against Israel and wipe it out, and then we could have peace? None of these countries would be against each other. You know, when you look at history and you see just how much bad shit these people have been involved in. So they've been kicked out of 109 countries 130 times because of all the bad shit they've done. And people are seeing it now. They've really exposed themselves. Benjamin Netanyahu is one of the most evil people to have ever walked the earth. And he has personally, or he is personally, destroying the state of Israel, destroying any goodwill it ever had in the world. And he is ensuring its ultimate demise just through his actions. And it's hubris, saying, well, we're in possession of a superpower now. And so that's going to ensure the continuation of Israel. No, it's not. Israel's fucking gone, mate, and so are you. Just wait and see. But anyway, like I said, I think we're going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining on this report. As you see, I'm still in Australia. I don't know how long I'm going to be here for. I'm just still here. But I do love the place. I love the bushland. I love everything about this country. It's where my roots are, you know. I don't really feel at home unless I'm walking on this ground, you know, on this country. But even that, I mean, I don't really have a home. I don't feel at home pretty well anywhere anymore. I don't have any roots. I mean, maybe one day I'll be able to go back to my shed. That's going to be at least a year away. But hopefully that's going to happen. Still got all my stuff there, so. But it's all looked after. I've managed to move out some musical equipment and let my nephew use it for a while. Because there's no point just sitting there not being used. It's not good for musical equipment if it doesn't get used. It's better this stuff is turned on and kept functioning. But yeah, I feel kind of a bit like a nomad. Just an earth nomad. I don't know where I live or where I belong. But I'm just going to throw myself to the wind again soon and see where I end up. Maybe that'll solve the issue. That's always been a solution that's worked for me, folks. When in doubt, throw yourself to the wind and ride it to wherever it takes you, and it will generally take you somewhere. Look at this, isn't nature wonderful? This makes me think of Israel and Palestine. the tree being Israel, but right in the middle of it you've got this one little plant saying, I refuse to die. And even though there's only one leaf on this plant, I refuse to die. I'm going to get as strong and powerful as I can sitting here, even though I'm oppressed by this tree. Just reminds me of the Palestinian people. The resilience of these people is incredible, folks. They stand as a testimony to everybody, even the little children. They say they will die there. They will never, ever leave because it is their land. You can't displace us and put us somewhere else. But, you know, even if the international community stands up and actually does something about this and helps rebuild Gaza, they'll never rebuild it to what it was. You know, all those memories, that's some of the stuff that Israel does. That's what Israel loves to do, is torture people. Extract every single piece of pain they can from them. You know, even if you go and build Rafah back up and Gaza City and Beit Hanan, I mean, all these places, if you even build them back up, they're not going to be the same. All those places where people walked, those flower gardens that they knew since they were a child, all of their childhood memories, everything that made them who they are, has all been erased. And one of the things that people use as an excuse and say, well, this isn't genocide, because if it was genocide, Israel could have actually gone in there and killed them all in a week. Yeah, it could have. But then it would have been an obvious genocide. They wouldn't have been able to play the world the way they did. And they would have missed out on inflicting 18 months worth of terror on the people. They want to milk it as much as they can. They want these people traumatized as much as they can. I wonder to think the bombs have stopped and then start bombing them again. They beat up some children in front of an old man the other day in West Bank. And he had a heart attack and died on the spot from just watching these Israeli soldiers beating the shit out of his children. Who does that sort of stuff? Only someone that wants to inflict the maximum amount of pain, not just physical pain, but emotional pain, psychological pain. It is literally their food. They love it. They revel in the hardship and suffering they cause other people. It's like food to them. That's the IDF, folks. You got to remember, the IDF was founded by the merging of three named terror organizations in the 1940s. Irgun, the Stern Gang, and Haganah were three named terrorist organizations, Jewish terrorist organizations, and they merged together to create the Israeli Defense Force, which is only defending terrorism. And its right to terrorize, and its right to rape, and its right to steal, and its right to abuse other people. That is all the IDF is defending. These people are subhuman parasites. I don't even think the Jews of Israel are actually human, because I don't see how another human could do this to these people. I don't see how any human being could do what the IDF do. And they say that the Goyim, non-Jews, are animals. Now, I think the Israelis are not even animals. I wouldn't even give them that much credit. They are subhuman demons who must be eradicated for this world to know peace. And I will never take a backward step or show any respect for any Israeli or anyone who chooses to call themselves a Jew for the rest of my life. I won't. You know, if you call yourself a Jew, this is what you're identifying with. So if you're an American, you call yourself a Jew, why don't you just call yourself an American? Or if you really need to belong to a religion, get another one. Get another one that isn't based on supremacism and terrorism and lies and bullshit and sadistic behavior. Because that's all Judaism is. Personally, I think all religion is demented. I think that everybody has a connection to God themselves. They don't need anybody to get in the way with their stupid book. And that goes for all religions. It goes for the Quran, it goes for the stupid King James Bible, it goes for the Talmud, the Torah. All these books, throw them all on the fucking fire, folks. Get in touch with your own self. Get in touch with God yourself. You have the connection there. You don't need a book to get in the way of that connection. And if you let the book get in the way, you'll never ever have a true connection. It's as simple as that. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now, folks. As I mentioned before, there is an event coming up in Australia in July. It was May, then it was June, now it's July. Being put on by Jamie McIntyre. I'm going to be speaking at this event. I don't know whether I'm going to still be in the country. I may be doing it virtually or I may be there. I just don't know. I haven't made any plans yet, so I'm just seeing how things go. I'm feeling like I should leave, though. I mean, much as I love the place, I don't really feel comfortable here. I only came back for closure on certain things and to see my son. And it's been great that I've managed to catch up with the people that I've caught up with. Again, I'm sorry to all the people who said they want to come and use the Tesla machine. I honestly didn't expect to get such an overwhelming response, like nearly 400 emails. It'll probably be 400 by the time I get home. I'm still getting emails about it every day. And I just don't have the space or the manpower to actually be able to see everybody. It's like 150 hours of sitting there. It's just I give people 20-minute sessions. If I give them 30-minute sessions, well, it's like 200 hours. And it also means that I'm going to have 400 people come and visit where I'm living. And I really don't think the landlord would appreciate that, having 400 people come to his little quiet mountain retreat. And it's just, so I'm really sorry, but I didn't expect to get the response that I got. But yeah, there is this event happening in July, and I will be speaking at it. It's being held at the auditorium, wherever that is, on the Gold Coast. Jamie McIntyre is putting it on. I think Stu Peters is going to be speaking at it as well. It's an award thing. It's like a independent media award. I don't expect that I'd be getting any, so I don't see any real need to be there in person. But they have asked me to speak, and so I will come and do that. Like I said, I don't know whether it will be there or whether it will be in person or whether I'll be away or whether it will be a video link up or whatever. I just don't know yet, but it is happening. Something else that's happening is Liba Pulko, which is happening in Serbia in September. And you'll find a link below. If you go to the Anarchapulko website, anarchapulko.com, there'll be a link below. If you look in the show notes, just click plus more beneath the video. You'll find the show notes. You'll find any links that I put in for the show are always there. So you can go to anarchapulko.com. You should be able to find a Liba Pulko link there if you want to get a ticket for that. 3-day event in Serbia at a place called Apatin, right on the border of the Danube. It's beautiful. Really, really nice. It's going to be a 3-day event. Smaller than Anarchapulko, but it's a really good event. I had the first one last year, and I was speaking at that, and I'm going to be back there in September to do that. And then I'm going to catch up with a few people in Croatia and possibly go down to Greece, Montenegro, and a few places like that. My friends in Croatia want to take me on a road trip. They basically just kidnap me and I have no choice. I've got to go and do this stuff. So, but it's good. We have an enormous amount of fun on these road trips. So there's that. And then there will be Anarchapulko, which is happening next February in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. No longer in Acapulco. So I guess they're still going to call it Anarchapulko, even though it's not in Acapulco. So I don't know how that works. I don't know what else you'd call it. Anaka Vallarta, I mean, I don't know, but yeah, that's going to be happening. And just thank you to everybody, the same thank yous I always give folks. Thank you to the people out there on the front line speaking. We need more and more voices, folks. We need everybody to be screaming from the rooftops about what's happening. And again, seizing this opportunity to completely dismiss your governments. They can deny that what's going on in Gaza is genocide and a war crime, but we know it isn't. We know that if they're denying it, then they're lying through their teeth. You know, if they're claiming it isn't a genocide, show us proof of claim, because I can show you that it is Exhibit A, all of the X videos that Israeli soldiers are posting of their war crimes, which cannot be denied. Exhibit B, the 15 paramedics who were just murdered and then buried and tried to cover up, some of them buried alive by Israeli forces. The bombing of children, so they're flying hundreds of feet into the air. And that was a school they bombed, folks. Those are children, either children or school teachers that are being thrown up into the air like that, not Hamas. Everything they've done, Bibi Netanyahu being named as a war criminal and then putting out an international arrest warrant for him, and then all of these countries who claim to support and respect human rights, just let him enter. The Hungary president just lets him enter. He flew over France when he left, straight to the United States. When he left Hungary, he flew over French airspace. They should have freaking shot him down. Well, they should have sent fighter jets up there to force the plane to land. They didn't do any of it, because they're all scared of stepping on Israel. They're all scared of stepping on the United States, because the United States is now completely controlled by Israel. It's now a vassal state of Israel. Has been for a while, but it is absolutely confirmed now, and the deal is kind of finalized. So thank you to all the people speaking out about this shit. And please do seize this opportunity to call your governments out for what they do. I mean, I've been doing it for freaking 15 years. Why isn't everybody? Again, thank you to the people who send me so many kind emails. I'm sorry I haven't responded to all of the Tesla requests. It's just been crazy. And I kind of wish I hadn't announced it. But hey, what do? I was trying to do the right thing and do something positive. But I've been literally overwhelmed by the response. So please forgive me for that. And again, thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution. You guys have been great over the last 17 years, well, actually probably 9 years, because I did this on my own for 8 years without ever getting any donations. And I've managed to do this for all this time, like 17 years, without any subscriber section, without doing any commerce. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to buy any of my products. There's no commerce at all on the website, on thecrowhouse.com. I've done that because I want people to know I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this because it needs to be done. There's really not a lot of career opportunities in being an activist, folks. So I would warn you against this path if you're seeking financial gain, because you just don't get it from activism. But I want people to know that I'm doing this because it needs to be done. And thank you to the people who've supported it and kept the message going for so long. I think we've made a lot of progress. We've reached millions of people. I say we because I couldn't do it without you guys. So you guys have helped incredibly. You really have. So yeah, thank you for that. Again, do go check out, if you want to come to Liverpool or in Acapulco, you can always use my code, Egan, get yourself a 10% discount on your ticket. And I look forward to seeing many of you there. And just thank you. Thank you to anybody who's choosing to be on the right side of history and supporting not only me, but other podcasters as well, people that are on the right side of history, not people who are secretly working for Israel and trying to cover up the facts. But I think we're going to head for a better world than what we've got. I think we're going to be heading for some sort of golden age, but it's going to get really ugly on the way there. And, well, you know, you're just going to have to deal with that. That's the way it is. Birth is always a painful process. Anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. It's always a pleasure to have your company. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care until then. Try not to get too stressed about everything. This is just the way it had to happen. Obviously, because this is the way it is happening. But like I said, I think there is going to be some form of light at the end of the tunnel. But anyway, please take care until we speak next, folks. In Lakesh.
Israel's committing genocide. There have now been more Palestinian journalists killed by Israel in the past 12 months than there were journalists killed during both World War II and the Vietnam War combined. And in fact, Israel broke that terrible record in the first 2 months. Deliberately targeting a journalist is a war crime. And as I've explained it before, it's a war crime upon a war crime, because it's a war crime directed at trying to stop the reporting of war crimes, and holding governments to account for the war crimes they commit. Killing journalists prevents us from getting the information that we need as the public to hold governments to account and to end these unjust wars. We made our first submissions to the International Criminal Court back in 2021, trying to hold Israel to account for a pattern of what we've seen of the deliberate targeting of journalists, and the ICC took no action. The ICC's failure to take proper action against Israel has enabled ongoing impunity,